And good morning and welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM Double K Country. The Pride Report brought to you by 97.5 FM Double K Country and Nevada Regional Medical Center as we get a chance to talk about what's happening at NRMC. And we're going to get into a topic that we've talked about before, but coming up on the ballot here in a couple of weeks. So we're going to, again, disperse some information for you and to help us with that. And again, introduce our guest is Jennifer Eaton. Jennifer, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Mike.
Okay. So we have got back the acting CEO, the interim CEO once again, right?
Yes. Jason McCormick here.
All right. Jason, back with us again today. Jason, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm sure you've had a little bit on your plate over the last couple of weeks since we last saw you.
Oh, there's a lot going on this spring.
Absolutely. Well, a lot going on that we're going to talk about because, again, on the April 7th ballot, there is the proposal for the hospital district for NRMC. And, again, I know you've been going through some community meetings. We've talked about it on this program. But now, by the time this program airs, we're about 3-4 weeks out. And so we want to make sure, I guess, everybody gets that information that will help make their decision.
Yes, very much so. This is very much our role is to educate the community so that they're make an informed decision. We're not here to necessarily persuade a yes or no vote, just inform.
All right. So I know you've been mentioned community meetings. There's been more of that that I'm sure that you've been involved with. How's that been going? And what are you seeing at this point?
It's going very well. We've had several meetings. We have several more planned for. We've had great attendance at a lot of the meetings. There have been many questions that have come up in those meetings or through social media. Greatly appreciated the many different and diverse questions, and we've learned a lot along in the process.
So what are the most common, I guess, misunderstandings is a good way to look at it, on the hospital district ballot measure that maybe you've had to explain a little bit?
I believe the single most important misunderstanding is the tax that's associated with this ballot measure. Not too many people have a question, have concerns about moving ownership from the city to a hospital district and both going forward independent of each other. But the tax, there's language in there with regards to $1 per hundred of assessed value. And there is the perception that the dollar is the tax. That's what we're, the tax is going to be imposed at. But that's not correct. It actually reads up to a dollar. So that tax could be assessed anywhere from zero to a dollar.
Okay. So how is the levy set?
So the levy is set each year by the board that is elected from the community in August. So in August, that board will sit down and look at the prior year's financial performance, the current year's budget, capital projects that they feel are necessary to do, and then they'll determine the levy for the year.
Okay, so that sounds very similar to what a school district does.
Correct. School district, ambulance district, all of those are the same. This is a district just like anything else.
All right. So do you expect a high levy up to a dollar each year?
I don't. It would be very unwise for a CEO to come forward and ask for a full dollar. They wouldn't have a lot of. But I really think the community will elect very conservative people to the board. They will do their best to keep the tax as low as possible. There may be years that come that, something out of the ordinary and need some additional resources. It is a challenging time, but we are finding some opportunities and resources to keep that tax as low as possible.
All right. So I'm sure you've done the research on this already. What would or why might the tax be then this year?
Well, we have some recent good news that we have received, two or three different pieces. First of all, we were worried when they reopened the hospital in Fort Scott that we would lose an important designation from Medicare called the Sole Community Hospital Designation. And we recently received word from Medicare that they're going to monitor that situation for up to 2 years. They're not going to immediately make a decision, but that the information is leading that we'll be able to retain that status. And that's important because it provides us about $2 million a year in additional reimbursement for outpatient services. We also received the Employee Retention Tax Credit funds. Congressman Alford assisted us in obtaining those. There's a new program that came out this past fall. It's called the Rural Healthcare Transformation Program. Some grant funds to assist us with some things in the building. And so, I don't really see a need to request of the board anything more than about 50 cents to be able to cover the sales tax and be able to give the hospital district funds next year to negotiate the transfer of ownership.
All right, so when it comes down to it, this ballot measure then really is about transferring the ownership from the city to a hospital district.
It is. It's about creating another 100 year of legacy. This, you know, the hospital has been operated for upwards of 100 years under the city and has met the community's needs, but we need to position it so it and the city can be successful for the next 100 years. And a hospital district really is the best option. I wouldn't say that it's a perfect option, but I would say that it's the best option going forward to maintain local ownership, local control, be able to ensure access to health care, and to strengthen our economy.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you said in the past that the city of Nevada is backing this or is in favor of this as well, right?
We've had many discussions with them. We've answered their questions. They've not objected to it. I believe that they will participate with good faith negotiations when the time comes.
All right. Very good. Good information as always again today. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll go back to Jennifer to tell us about a couple of things that are going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center, away from that topic. And what do you got going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is still the month of March, and it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And so we are still providing those free take-home colon kits that they can come pick up in the main lobby up at the information desk during the week. We will continue to have those through the month of March as supplies last. We've actually had really great response so far the first part of the month. They are engaged. They're coming and picking those up. And so we encourage them to continue to do that. We also have our first Lunch and Learn of the year talking about the importance of cancer screenings and various cancers, breast, colon, health, prostate, lung, and that is going to be presented by Dr. Colby Smith. He will be doing that on Wednesday, March 18th from noon to 1 up in our mezzanine conference room. That is a free session to come and attend. I would appreciate if they could give me a call just so we can make sure we have appropriate seating accommodations for everybody at 417-448-3710 and come and learn some more and hear a great presentation from Dr. Smith.
All right, very good. And not to put you on the spot, but for the foundation, the golf tournament right around
yes,
the corner, right?
Yes, yes. Sponsor letters and registration forms just went out. The 23rd annual golf classic will be on Friday, May 8th out at Frankie Peters Golf Course. And so we're really excited and the ball is rolling and things are moving to get that great event filled up.
All right, very good. I'm sure we'll hear more about that here down the road.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. That's Jennifer Eaton. Of course, Jason McCormick joining us on today's NRNC Pride Report comes back 2 weeks from today, so hope you'll join us then. I believe that'll be the 25th of March, if I got my dates right, somewhere in that vicinity, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.